Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Just can't stand the pain.
What a song.
It's a great tune.
The hell do you know about Lionel Richie?
I heard it in the airport. We heard it in the airport.
It's a great tune. WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's about where you would hear it at, too, right now, on the elevator.
I'm trying to take after my quarterback, man. Just only slow jams.
The Commodores.
Once you get It's Easy Like Sunday Morning in your head, you can't.
By the way, this is where Hugh gets the Commodores from.
Now it makes sense. Was Lionel Richie in the Commodores?
Yes.
We're all figuring things out at the same time.
And here's something that neither of you are going to care about. The band Faith No More, which you probably never heard of, did a great cover of that song.
I don't care.
There you go. I know some of our listeners do. Not
is that
guys.
A notable band? That
they
we...
were. They okay, were. You okay. would. They had one big. They were a big '90s like rock band, but they had one big hit called "Epic" that you probably recognize if you heard it.
Okay.
But then they covered that tune. It was a great tune. It's a great tune. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is Friday. One stop shopping at Mark's Jewelers. Chocolates and flowers included with qualifying purchases online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is the question, Mr. Reese. Mm-hmm. Which describes your current mindset as an Eagles fan, still soaking up the Super Bowl or thinking about next year? What do you think the percentages
are? Hell, I know this fan base very well. We're still soaking this one up. I'm going to go with 73%.
79%.
Ooh, a little low, okay.
Now, what I think could change it is if there was a little we haven't had any news yet, really.
Right.
The only thing we heard was, you know, maybe we knew about the Kellen Moore thing, mm-hmm. and we heard about the pass game coordinator going to maybe New Orleans, but that's been all. Mm-hmm. I think if there was a sliver of news, I think people would start getting interested, but there hasn't been yet. So there was maybe a tiny little bit of news last night. Ike, I'm going to ask you to sort of tell me what is going on with this one. So Jalen and Saquon and the offensive line were on the Tonight Show last night. And while during that show, there was a post from A.J. Brown mm-hmm. on Instagram. And A.J. said, after a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion. And unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrenders because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifices. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love the most. Back to work.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, you need to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Listen, I can appreciate the Mamba mentality, right? Mm-hmm. I'm working hard. I keep my head down. One championship. I'm not satisfied. I talked about that yesterday. But I do believe that you, as an athlete, as a human, you need that time to sort of unwind and relax and give your body a chance to heal. Recover. He just got healthy. Remember that? He said he had been banged up late in the year.
Yep.
So you want to give your body time to recover so that when you do go back to your training regimen, you can be at your best. that's it's difficult when you've trained and gone through a whole season and you play the last game. We're talking about what, late July to early February.
Mm-hmm. That's a long season.
A long time, man. That's a long time. So you want to give your body a chance to sort of just rest up so that when you are ready to start your off-season program, you can hit the ground running full speed. So I mean, that's sort of the way I take what he's saying. I don't really take much else out of it. I got a chance. I was listening to the Midday Show on the way in, as I normally am, and I heard Hugh talking about it, and I could see where that's the interpretation you may have taken from it.
What did Hugh say?
Hugh?
I didn't hear what Hugh had to say about it.
He said something, I'm paraphrasing. He felt like it was some sort of subliminal message, or potentially it could have been a shot at, I don't know, did he say it could have been a shot at Jalen? Or it's just, he wasn't happy about it or something?
I think the whole, I'm only happy when I dominate is the line, I think, that's annoying some people.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you just want a Super Bowl, and I think they're taking it to, he's not going to be happy next year if he's just blocking the entire year.
Which is true.
Well, hell, yeah. I could come to that. I didn't need that post to see know that. Yeah. He and Devontae were willing to sacrifice the way they did this year, and it paid off for them.
Mm-hmm.
These are highly talented players, all pro caliber players, Pro Bowl caliber players. I mean, with Hall of Fame potential, they want to maximize that as well.
Sure.
There's individual goals and there's team goals. You just accomplished a team goal, right? It doesn't mean you should be satisfied with not reaching your full potential.
It's very easy as one of us to say, you should be happy you won,
right,
blah, blah, blah. But I kind of hear... I
understand where he's coming from that viewpoint.
Yeah, when I hear AJ now, I hear him differently than I used to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand where he's coming from. And I think it's really the challenge in a lot of cases in being a wide receiver on a team that is as talented as this team, even putting aside the extreme run thing that they did,
mm-hmm,
is that the most a wide receiver's touching the ball in a regular game is, what, six times or something like that, 6 to 8 times?
Yep.
And there's 70 plays. So you feel like if you touched the ball on every play, that you would be even better,
right?
And you don't get the chance. Even the best wide receiver, the most used wide receiver, doesn't get to touch the ball as much as Jalen does or as much as Saquon did this year.
Sure.
And I think he just feels like he can be more a part of it. And I also understand the winning didn't feel like I thought it would. It would feel like there's a weight off your back there. I did it, so on and so forth. So on one hand, I'm with you. I want him to enjoy it more. Like, mm-hmm, I want him to
chase
this feeling. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You worked hard, man. You worked hard to get there. And believe me, it's a lot of players that wish they are going to put on a ring.
Yeah, for sure.
So you know, when you may not appreciate it right now because you're in the moment of it, but I guarantee you when that career is over with, you're going to relish it and cherish it if it's the only one you have.
So yeah, and it very well could be.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you talk about what's most likely is this is the only time he's going to win a Super Bowl. Most people don't win more than one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't take it as a shot at Jalen, but I do take it a shot at, hey guys, I could use the ball more, you know. But that's no different than he's ever been. You know, that's how he's always. That most wide receivers want the ball more, unless you're, you know, Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson catching the ball 12 times a game.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to start thinking about next season, or are you just basking in the Super Bowl victory? Mike and Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Boys, you know, it's beautiful to be an Eagle fan, and absolutely make no mistake, you know, this win was the most absolute must-have, must-win, must-clutch performance ever by an Eagle team. I mean, we had to win. I mean, if you lose, then you're, you know, four times, you know, with talking Vikings and Bills not winning. You had to win that game, and it's the most glorious and grandest win. Now, you know, this team, as far as just to kind of reset from a top five, I mean, you know, all-timers, you know, we got the 74-75 Flyers who were great the next year. We got the 67 Sixers who were unbelievable, the 83 Sixers, probably the 80 Phillies. This team's kind of breaking into the top five, but they got to get better. And let's face it, we were a tad lucky. I mean, the matchups we got and Andy doing Andy stuff. But, you know.
Oh, I don't think we were lucky.
What was wrong with the matchups that we had?
I didn't want to play the Commanders first out of the blocks. You see what happened. We didn't want to play Tampa Bay. You know, the Rams were a short week a little bit. You know, no, it was a perfect – everything worked out perfectly. But make no mistake, it could have went another way. But
I don't,
we never really thought we were going to win this game. I'm convinced that, you know, we had this game. We knew we were the better team. But this team came out and played incredible. But let's face it, you know, the minute that, you know, Gatorade hit Nick's back, I'm thinking Santa Clara. And we got to get better. We got to evolve one up.
We got to get better.
Yeah.
Where do you want to get better at, Mike?
I want to evolve the offense. I do want, there is a package you can target AJ 10 to 15 times a game. There is a package, you know, you can get Saquon. I mean, it was just great to see him use more in the passing game. I mean, that opened up a lot of stuff. One, two. And, you know, this defense needs to add. I mean, you have four or five teams in the NFC that have 50 to 100 million in cap space, you know? I mean, the Commanders have 100 million in cap space. You're going to have to address that. And we all know that, you know, it's going to eventually run into where we're going to have to match up with Detroit at some point. So, you know.
And we should be worried about that for some reason?
No, I'm not saying we're worried about it. I'm just saying we got to address it. I mean, they have 50 to 75 million in cap space. Everybody's going to add. We have to get better. And who knows where our hunger will be. I mean, it's not like 17 where we won and then everybody had carte blanche for two or three years. Nobody cared what the other three teams did. You know, I mean, this is where, you know, does this, you know, I think we're young enough, we're dynamic enough, it's going to be great, but we got to get better and we got to add. And on add, you know, if we can, you know, Max Crosby would be unbelievable, or a premium safety, or Miles Garrett. We need
premium somebody. Safety?
Yeah, we need a premium safety.
What's wrong with the safeties we have?
They're fit. No. What do you think? Do you think we need that?
I think we got the number one defense in the league.
They were great. They were totally great, but we need to add. That's all I'm saying. You know?
That's my guy right there.
Yeah. You're saying we need to add, but I'm not sure where you're adding at without knowing who's leaving yet.
That's true.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Of course not. I mean, you know, and all the personalities and the brotherly and the family, that all comes into play, of course. But, you know, we got six guys we're going to have to pay, right? Five or six guys we're going to have to pay. You know, but on defense, you know, we need to get a tad better. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, Mike. Okay. There you go. That's my kind of guy.
I don't know how you get better than being number one.
You'd be even better number one. Well, I'm thinking more about the offense than that. Yeah.
Yeah, how can you be better?
Miles Garrett make it better.
Sure he would.
Yeah.
Sure he would.
I'm ready for the rumors. Look, what do we have left in February? We got about 2 weeks left in February.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 2 weeks to take advantage of Guida's big winter sale. They know you've been, you know, worried about the playoffs, so on and so forth. You had Christmas there. You spent a bunch of money. They're going to extend their biggest discounts of the year through February. That is 40% off every window and door you buy. There's a lot of winter left. It's been a pretty sucky winter. So I would count on some more cold weather, and that sends your energy bills up unless you have those new windows. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which includes free high performance low E glass, 40% off any door. Buy now, pay later with Gaida's interest free financing up to a year. But as I said, only through the end of February, so don't screw it up. Call 877 GO GAIDA, get all the details, schedule a free in home estimate, or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
I'm ready to bask all the way to the draft, quite frankly.
Through free agency?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I mean, I'll get excited for free agency, but I'm not. You know, it's one thing to be excited. It's another thing to go into free agency or the draft because you got major needs and you're hoping how he signs this guy or gets that guy. Like, we've had those types of off seasons.
Yeah.
And those are fun. I'm big on those. Those are fun. But I don't really see that as a need right now. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to see what Howie does. He has a priority list as to who he's going to bring back, right? Because he's going to try to re-sign some of his own guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get the news that Zach Bond is re-signed, who else? Either Milton Williams or Josh Sweat, one of those guys.
One of those, yeah.
Re-signs. Who else we might lose? We might lose Becton. Might lose Becton.
Yep. Goddard's a free agent.
Goddard's a free agent?
Yep.
Might lose Goddard.
Yep.
Might lose Goddard.
Slay is a free agent.
Slay, I've accepted.
Yep.
Accepted that.
Kenny Gainwell, of course.
I know that's going to be tough for you, but yep. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Will Shipley.
Yeah, I like Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah.
Give me another year, Kenny Gainwell.
I think Shipley's going to be better.
Really?
Yes.
I like Gainwell.
Yeah. Well, we all like him, but we can't pay everybody.
Here's the that's for sure. I don't know, Jeffrey. Come on, figure it out. But one thing that a caller said they was going to bask in it, mm-hmm, is it reminds me a little bit of after the Super Bowl in 18. He was like, I'm just going to bask in it because I know how he's going to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you for sure?
Yeah.
Obviously, Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt many times. However, I am not treating it like every move. If Bond gets signed elsewhere and Sweat, mm-hmm, gets signed elsewhere, I don't expect that to happen, but it surely could.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be ready to sort of sound an alarm, right?
Pounce on him.
Yeah. Like, I know you said we can do the linebacker thing, and you've sort of proven it three different times.
Yeah.
You know, we've had three. It was Bradham in 17, mm-hmm, and then
Kazir White with T.J. Edwards.
T.J. Edwards, mm-hmm, in 22. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of like ready to let that cycle end. And I think Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt. He's a great GM. He's, mm-hmm, a Hall of Fame GM. But I don't think it means we just have to sit back and say, hey, whatever you do, we know it's right.
I disagree with you.
Really?
That's what winning the Super Bowl does.
Hmm.
It affords him the rope and the benefit of the doubt. I was thinking about this yesterday after we were talking about, you know, Kellen Moore or Petullo,
mm-hmm,
or bringing in somebody else from, yep, the outside. And I just thought to myself, you know what? If the Eagles think what's best for the team is to hire from within, I'm going to trust that they know what they're doing. If the Eagles think that they need to go outside to bring somebody in because they don't think Petullo is ready to be the signal caller or what have you,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to trust what they, because they know better than I do. I can have my own opinion,
yep,
but I don't know intimately the work, the inner workings of what's going on down there in the building. So I'm going to trust them. Linebackers, as much as I like Zach Bond and I want Zach Bond back, I want to make that very clear. You think I'm going to stump on the table and be upset that the two-time Super Bowl champion feels like they can find a replacement? They did it. They've done it before.
Hasn't been flawless in all those things.
None of it is flawless.
Yeah.
None of it is flawless. I'm just saying there's a difference between I believe everything they do is going to work and I'm trusting that they know what they're doing. And
right,
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt to let it play out before I overreact to it.
I think the overreacting,
yes,
is fair. I think it reminds me of the Saquon thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching Saquon. I got to watch more of him than I would have ever expected when I was up in New York. And I saw him be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the same concerns I think everybody did. And so I think I was like, well, I get it, but better work out.
Right.
This better work out, you
right,
know, those sorts of things. So
yeah.
I think it'll probably land more there for me. But I'm still fine questioning.
I listen, That's your natural instinct.
For sure.
I expect you to be you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised by that. And I don't blame you for that. So I'm not, I don't think that's something that you aren't. That's just how you are. I'm just saying from my own perspective, they won the Super Bowl. They get the benefit of the doubt. If anybody in the city deserves it, they deserve it.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's, we've given benefit of the doubt, myself included, in people who are less accomplished than Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
I probably passed that guy that's coming from Chicago about a half hour ago.
Oh, where are you coming from?
Well, I'm heading west.
He's going the other way.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know you were talking about how boring it is. Dude, I've been out here about, I don't know, 400 times in the last 4 years. Like, it's my regular route. So I run from York to Rockford, Illinois, mostly twice a week for the most part. So it's all good. Which brings me to my next point. If my brother brings his ex-wife to Chicken and Pete's, you're willing to buy him dinner. Is that, did I hear that correctly yesterday?
Oh,
he's your
Chuck Horn Jerry's brother.
Jerry's your brother.
So I need to get in on that. That's, how do I do?
Wow, you're not even going to be here.
I can't get back there. I can't get back.
And here's the thing, Jeff. Do you want to screw up their potentially romantic dinner at Chickies and Pete's? I mean, it sounds romantic.
We're
to
trying
me.
To rekindle a flame here,
yes,
man.
Trying to get
no,
him.
No.
Get a squirrel.
I just want to be a fly on the wall and see your face when you talk to him.
Oh, you and me both. Trust me, I want to document it. I might hire Elliot just to come over and document the.
So real quick, Jeff.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how is your, would it be your ex-sister-in-law or former sister-in-law? How do we call
it? She's cool, dude. It's weird, man. Like, it's all good. Like, it's whatever.
Okay.
I don't get involved in other people's domestic issues.
Got you.
I do.
I have one of my own going on right now, and I refuse. Unless somebody's hurting my mother, I'm out of it.
Okay.
So,
that's
fair. I understand. Yep. I feel you. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm basking in this. Like, I think, like Ike said, at least through the draft and maybe free agency. Because I have confidence that Howie will do what he's going to do. But I also, this team, especially on the defensive side, this team is pretty young. And they came together really well.
Yep.
And if we keep Fangio, I have more faith in that. And I'm, you know, I had to defend myself yesterday. Some guy telling me I shouldn't get what I was asking for at where I was at our operating center because I had an Eagles hat. And I basically told him to suck it. So,
that's the way you have to approach things like that at this point.
I straight up told the guy, I don't even know the dude. He's just another driver. I said, dude, we're the Super Bowl champions, and you can suck it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, but I'm basking in it. I mean, it's a little different than 2018 because there was a little bit of lightning in a bottle with 2018 happening, and this was more of a dominant performance with a team that can stay together, you know, for 3 or 4 years.
Thank you for the call, Jeff, and be safe on your travels.
Be safe out there, brother.
Yeah, I mean, from a defensive personnel point, from a youth standpoint, I mean, both sides, you could lose everybody.
I was gonna say, offense, too.
Yeah, you could lose every free agent and still have enough core pieces to build around if that were to happen.
Yep.
Speaking of a young core performer who will be here for a long time, Jordan Mailata, he joins us next. We can find out how he's feeling and if he's ready to move on to next year or not. Probably not.
Jordan, lock in.
Probably not. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.